A Minnesota farmer's niche is organic alfalfa. His story today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Lynn Brackey began farming in 1981 near Moorhead, Minnesota. He converted to organic production in 1993 and now raises corn, soybeans, and alfalfa.
What we found kind of early on that in our heavy clay soils, alfalfa is a great fit. It just improves the soil tilth and the water infiltration a lot. It's kind of like pushing the reset button when you run into a problem in the field, whether you'll notice that a crop isn't performing right, or maybe the drainage isn't right, or it could be pests of one sort or another. You put it into 3 years of alfalfa, and it seems like everything resets and it goes back to the way it was.
Brackey has close to 1,000 acres of alfalfa. Cuttings occur typically every 28 days and involve conditioning, drying, baling, plastic wrapping, stacking, and loading onto trucks for shipping to organic dairies as far away as New York State.
Alfalfa is a ton of work, and it's a 12-month crop. People don't realize that when you're not growing it, you're shipping it. A lot of management involved. So it's not a small undertaking to raise alfalfa, but it is an integral part of our farm success.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.